Too. Oh, we're live in concert next month at the Orpheum. Check us out. We're not. Hi, I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
We're joined by the illustrious Thomas Wayne.
I thought we were going to call him Glistening Lips George.
I'm still going with Kid Delicious.
I still like Fantastic Sax Sam.
Ooh, Fantastic Sax Sam. That's a good one.
Yep.
How about Mr. Fan Standstick?
No.
Because he'd been listening to Korean music behind my back.
Thunderlips Larry.
Thunderlips Larry.
Those big, soft, pillowy black lips of yours.
Thunderlips Larry. Nope.
They look like two giant, fat, black slugs on your face.
How about Cheeks Cumulonimbus?
Cheeks Cumulonimbus.
expect a complaint with HR.
Call you Lips. Lips McGee.
Lips. Call you,
how's my little Poonch biscuit?
Poonch biscuit.
Oh, there's a story behind that. Sherman and I were buzzing back from South Minneapolis. There happened to be somebody who he identified as what do they call it? Native Mafia.
Yep.
And we were like, okay, I guess we're not gonna fuck with that guy audibly. But then he answered his 90s cell phone, flipped that bitch open, said, "Hello? Lips! Lips! How's my Poonch biscuit?" We're three seats away from him. We audibly just lost our shit.
Yep. I was like, oh, that one's sticking with me. That one's going in the lexicon.
For the listeners, please explain what Poonch means, Charm.
Poonch means fuck, and biscuit is biscuit. Like
fuck puss, biscuit.
Fuck biscuit. He's gonna fuck
but
you.
But what language is what I was?
Oh, that's native fucking slang, usually Poonch.
But I mean, what nation?
Oh, he's Ojibwe.
Yeah.
He's, yep.
I mean, I knew. Yeah. But we're doing it for the list.
I knew. That's a dog.
Dude, actually, what's fucked up is that when I first started learning, and I don't really know much anyways, but I remember Pajog.
Pajog, yeah. This motherfucker.
That was the first word that he taught me. The first word Jeremy taught me was Pajog, and I kept pronouncing it Pajug. And him and his cousin Orlando just kept looking at each other and laughing like Pajog.
Never once did we tell him he was saying it wrong, so every time he said it, we was just dying. Like,
why'd you treat me like the whites, though? they just tried to Kevin Costner me.
But we told you eventually.
Yo, what if this
How
whole
long
time
was eventually?
Dude, what if this whole time like Kevin Costner's name wasn't Dances with Wolves, but was like actually like Lost in Translation, and it was actually like Dances with Balls?
I don't know. He earned that name, though.
Dances with Wolves in Sheep Clothing.
Dances with Wolves. Man, that's a...
Oh, can you confirm something? Since we're on the subject, can you confirm something with me? Because we're actually publishing something at Strive. We've already published it, but we've amended some things and added some stuff to the end of it. And I know this is a thing in certain nations. I don't know if it's I'm not going to say factual. I'm going to say, where does the history start and where does the actual wokeness begin? So, like, as I've said before in past podcasts, my mom's best friend, one of her best friends, is a trans woman.
Right.
She actually wrote a book called Yep, That's My Mommy. Really good book. I actually got to do the graphic layout for it, not illustrate it, but do like the text and all that shit. And you know, it's talking about how, like, when she shows up to pick up her kids, everybody's like, hey, your dad's here, and they're like, no, that's my mom, right? And you know, like, it also clarifies what it means to be trans, but at like a base level for children, right?
Right.
But at the end, it also talks about, like, well, actually, the beginning and the end, you know, like, the beginning is, like, a bunch of reviews, like, hey, this is a great thing for anybody who wants to, you know, whatever, right? And then, at the end, I can't remember which relative of it is, of hers, but the author's,
this is the longest fucking thing ever.
Sister or cousin? I can't remember. But anyway, she's like, studied the history, went to college for it, whatever, right? Much like how, like, most niggas go to, like, you know, college to, like, learn our own history because we don't got one. So she explained the concept of two spirits and how basically they were, like, highly respected in most tribes, and or if not all, and did, like, a lot of the duties of both.
Yeah.
Yep. Genders. So,
well, and some like some of the Southwest tribes, like, I could be wrong, don't quote me on this, but I believe Navajo and Arapaho and, like, a lot of the Southwest tribes have five genders. Like,
what? Even,
yeah, but they're like your basic shit, though.
Why was I born in here now?
Because, like, five? Back in the day, fucks. Well, there's the two-spirited, right?
Right.
And then you got it could be four. It's feminine, female, right? And then masculine, female, and then feminine, male, and then masculine, male.
Dude.
That's a lot.
No, you know, I'm having a realization here. I feel like Native American culture actually founded what should have been respected in modern society now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if you look at Africa, like, anybody who swings in the LGBTQ community just gets punished. Yeah, like.
But severely. Honestly, I think that might be a religious, like, dogma thing that's been taught across Africa. You know, like, all of those missionaries, all those fucking Christians.
No, it's definitely because of the missionaries and shit like that. Because everybody fucked everybody. Like, it's written down in history.
Well, I mean, like, now there's plenty of Native people that I know that are fucking, like, and not anti-gay, but just, like, they're not with it. You know what I mean? And traditional, like, way back in the day, it was different. But now, like, everybody's been raised.
With, like, even with, like the Roman Empire, like, dudes were fucking dudes.
Yeah.
And writing it down, like, yeah, it happened.
Yeah.
That was their Twitter. It was like a stone and a chisel.
Yeah, I fucked him in the booty hole. So what? Yeah. But no, it is. It's a legit thing. Like, the two-spirit thing.
No, I believe it's a legit thing, but I just wanted to make sure that it was, like, how can I explain it? Like, something that isn't going to come back and get received backlash on behalf of us. You know what I mean? Like,
no. It's been around for quite some time.
Even before we put it in the book, I knew about it from YouTube. There's, like, a PBS thing they put out about two-spirits a while back. And I was like, that's interesting. I didn't know. And then here goes our, for lack of better word, sub-author talking about the same thing. And I was like, it has to be a real thing. And because, you know, the internet be making shit up.
Yeah.
So once it was confirmed in real life by somebody I know, that's when I started getting real interested. Because there's a lot of, like, respect for two-spirits in your guys' culture. Where, like, in everything else now here, modern-wise, is like, nah.
Right. It's definitely been used. As far as how far back it goes, I do know it goes back, like, before the 1900s, you know.
I think it goes back way further than that. I feel like it goes back before even, like, colonial times. At least according to what I've read and researched and shit like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how far it goes back, but I do know it's been used since since my grandma's, I know my grandma's grandma's mom, right? I don't know her, but I know of her through my grandma and right. my great grandmother. And that was definitely a term used way back in those days.
And there's definitely an Anishinaabe term for it. So yeah. it had to have been around
there's
a long
like there's
time.
Like two there's twin souls, twin spirited, you know, it just there's like different
right.
But it's all pretty much the same. But yeah, no, it's definitely something that's been accepted in the culture for some time, you know. So no, it's not like she's just making shit
Excuse
up.
Excuse the Swedish in me, but you people are so accepting.
Actually, a lot of the punishment for any of the crimes was death.
Like way back when?
Yeah, like it was basically you die.
Well, I mean that goes across anybody who had tribes,
right?
And that includes like yep. the Vikings yep. and like the Aztecs,
all the
like
Germanic
the
tribes,
yeah.
Yeah, a lot of white people like to forget that, like their history, like most.
Me
of them
and Tristan used to talk about that all the time in college. Like white people forgot they used to be tribal, just like
yep,
us.
Yep. If it wasn't for them fucking Romans, mm-hmm. you know. but yeah, it. I think that.
Well, the Greek had something to do with it too.
Well, I mean, yeah, they preceded you know the Romans, but yeah. If it wasn't for the Greeks, the Romans wouldn't have, like, got their ideas and shit and all their philosophies.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I digress. The Romans pushed it really fucking far.
Oh, yeah.
they went everywhere.
For democracy's sake.
For democracy. And they picked up everybody else's technology and folded it into their own. They didn't just burn it and destroy it, you know?
Yeah.
And then that's how they got more
I'm pretty
powerful.
Certain that's how they got the sundial.
Yeah, that. Yeah, everything.
They stole that from the Chinese.
They stole a lot of shit from everybody.
How were they able to carve that marble so fucking...
No, that was Greeks. Oh, the Romans yeah. didn't do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yep. the Romans... No, the
All
Romans did,
the
Romans did learn it eventually because there are, like, yeah. famous Roman sculptors and shit like that, but they took it from the Greeks. Their cultures... The Greeks and the Romans' cultures are very closely intertwined. Like, if you look at Greek mythology and Roman mythology, like, early Roman mythology...
They're basically the same
yeah.
gods.
But here's the thing. There's a lot mm-hmm. of...
Well, then there's other gods that are in that pantheon, too. Like, yep. Bellona don't exist in Greece.
Well, that happened along with the Germanic tribes, too. Like the Norse gods and all their shit, they're
yep.
like, basically borrowed from, like... All of the
Greeks. A lot of Germanic words came from the North. Like Thursday yep. Yep. comes from Thor's day, but Thursday itself comes from the Germanic word for Thursday and not the Norse word for it.
Right.
Okay.
And the Norse didn't believe in Thor. It was something else. Or, excuse me.
No, the Norse believed in Thor.
Oh, there was another guy that was based off of Thor.
Baldur?
Before.
No, Baldur had a hammer, but not him.
I was just watching like the history of Germanic tribes. And like they borrowed basically everything from like the Greeks and
There's
some of the Roman shit.
There's a Germanic guy that he's talking about. I know his name. I can't think of it on top
yep.
of my head right now.
But he had a stick instead of a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was like a big old, I'm gonna bash you stick. But either way.
It was a rat bashing stick.
They were tribal people back then and they were like a warrior based shit. Like they had to.
Yeah.
You know? Said it's Germanic.
Germanic.
Yeah.
Germanic.
Germanic god yep. wielding a stick.
Equivalent to Thor or something like that. Either way.
We need to hire an editor because when TJ looks stuff up, we need to be able to splice that shit.
I know.
At least when we have the capability to go live, because once we actually like be able to upload and go live, I don't care about the live shit.
Yeah.
The upload
Was it
part.
A stick or a staff?
I can't remember. I can't remember. I we can watch
it's
the video.
It's neither here nor there. If yeah. if anybody wants to send us a message on Anchor, Spotify, or in the comments for Apple, let us know.
Gungnir?
We'll keep it. Who?
No, that's Norse.
That's
I'm
Norse
sorry.
As fuck. I heard near. That's all. I was like, that's Norse. Anyways, TJ, you got some. We haven't done ternary trivia in a while, and I hear you have some for
yes,
us.
Yes, I have. I have some ternary trivia.
We've been doing random trivia for so long. We haven't done a ternary in a while. Ternary meaning 10 for those who aren't familiar with this.
Yeah, 10. All right. Question number one.
Hold on. Here, Sprout, take this.
Do, 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 do.
What is the question?
First question. Which planet is known as the evening star?
Mars.
Mars. I was going to say Mars, too.
Incorrect.
Venus.
Jupiter.
You get one question.
Fuck you.
One answer.
What was it?
Oh, fine. What was it?
Venus.
I thought so.
That's the morning star.
Evening star.
Venus is the morning star. Venus is known as Lucifer, a.k.a. the morning star. Okay, whatever.
No. Yeah. That's right.
Am I okay? I'm not tripping. Thank you. Mars is the evening star.
No.
Or Jupiter.
Mercury is the evening
Mercury
star.
Mercury rotates a lot, so maybe.
I don't know. Anyways, agree to disagree.
We'll look it up later. Next question.
Question number two. What are the names of Jupiter's four largest moons?
Oh, Phonos, Helios. Oh wait,
you better get this fucking
right. Io, Helios, Phobos, and I know this.
Castilla.
No, it's
Europa.
Io, Phobos.
Europa.
What was the third one I said?
That's in there. I know it's in there.
Io, Phobos.
Europa. Castilla.
TJ, what was the third one I said?
That's what I'm saying.
I can't remember. Shout out a bunch of fucking names.
Oh, I know this. It's Io, Phobos. Sherm kept dropping names.
I know.
Time's up. What is it?
All right.
Hold on. Wait. I that thing he said, Phobos,
there was a third one.
Castilius.
No, it wasn't Castilius.
Castilius of Europa. I know it.
Helios. Yeah, Io, Phobos, Helios. Yeah. What is it?
All right. Europa.
Europa! That was the one.
Ganymede.
Ganymede is big as fuck. I forgot about Ganymede.
Castillo.
That's Io. High five to the both of us. And Io. High five to me. Oh.
Oh, no. My phone.
And the table. And the light came on. Neat.
The switch went off.
I mean, you should have gotten this. Destiny.
Yeah, I know. And also, I used to want to be in space.
I was thinking of fucking Doom.
Ganymede's always a tricky one. I forget that that's a bird on Overwatch, too. It fucks me up.
Can I get that lighter, bros?
Yes.
Bros.
Next question.
All right. Question number
three. Wait, so it's still 0-0?
Yes.
Okay, continue.
Yeah.
Question number three.
That was a really close one.
In what year did Pluto become reclassified as a dwarf planet?
I know this. It's 2000.
I know.
2014.
No,
2012.
2012. I'm saying 15.
11.
Saying 12.
No.
You're sticking with 15.
Yep.
2009.
And you're going with 2009.
Yes.
That's your final answer.
Yes.
You are both incorrect.
Well,
when is it?
2006.
I was the closest. Do I get a point?
No.
I'll give you a half.
No, I don't want a half. I'll just take the zero. Damn, I knew it was earlier than that.
I couldn't remember when.
I knew it was like when I was working for Centerpoint. That's why I wanted to say earlier than that, but I went with 9 to be safe.
Question number 4. Where can the biosphere be found?
That is the lowest point of spheres on Earth. That's the best answer I can give to you.
Yeah.
It's where life happens.
It's on the surface.
Yeah, the surface.
You want to rephrase that?
It's on the surface of the Earth. It's where okay, breathable air is.
Yeah.
I'll take it. And you're both agreeing? Yeah. Okay,
he
got that one. Tie game, bitch.
It is the lower part of the atmosphere.
Yep. Anywhere the sun
touches.
That's
what I said.
I know. And I said you both get the points.
I said, but my initial answer was it's the lowest part. yeah. of the atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Whatever. Tie game. Let's do it.
All right. Question number 5. How old is the sun?
Don't confuse it with the Earth.
I know. And I keep trying to, because I know the Earth's like 4 point something billion. No, wait. The sun is 4 point.
The sun is 4.5 billion years old.
4 point.
The Earth six. The sun is 4.5 billion. The Earth is 1.5 billion or 1.8 by this point.
4.6.
Is that your
yes.
final answer?
Yes.
Is that yours?
4.6 something, zero something something.
Sherm gets the point. It is roughly 4.6 billion years old. Roughly.
Roughly. Because I was just watching this thing, and it was talking
about
the age of the planet.
I'm coming for your hydrogen.
And I was like, the Earth is 4.0 billion years old. And I'm like, wait, no, it was the sun.
All right, get ready for some math.
Uh-oh, I don't want
to
do math.
Do I have to show my work? I hate showing my work.
Nah, you can guesstimate.
Okay.
For this answer... As long as you are within at least 10 of it, I will still give you the point.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it a times, multiplication, division?
No, this is basically you guessing on mass.
Okay.
All right. If you weighed 200 pounds on Earth, how much would you weigh on Mars?
Say that one more time, please.
If you weighed 200 pounds on Earth, how much would you weigh on Mars?
80 pounds.
I know it's lighter, but not by much.
It's a little.
It's not the moon.
I know, I'm considered anorexic as fuck on Mars.
Ooh, maybe. No, yeah, it'd be about 75 pounds.
70, yeah, that's probably, because I remember it's like one and a quarter.
One and a half.
One and a, yeah, or a quarter. 75, 76.
But you just said 8, you can't change your answer.
I'm changing it, because I realized it's a quarter on that half.
Okay, just to be clear, you have one, and you have one.
No, we have.
Well, he has two, I have one.
Yeah.
Because we both.
Keep the score, baby.
Two. All right. You have two.
Fuck yeah, baby! Wait, what?
You hit it dead on.
Wait, how do I have 2 points if he has... Wait, how does he get a point?
I told you within 10 points.
How does he get a point?
Because he hit it dead on. 76 pounds.
I'm about to volunteer to go to Mars. I'm never coming back.
You're going
to
be so skinny on Mars.
Dude, I weigh 145 pounds on Mars.
Holy fuck.
Do you know how much I would weigh there?
I weigh 76 pounds.
I would weigh...
Wait, like 50 pounds or less
I'm
than 50 pounds.
Far as
way
far.
Less. I weigh about... Hang on, I know this math. It's a... I know this math. It's a... 72.5 plus 1... Or plus 0.1... 72.6 pounds. I'm sorry, it's 72.6 pounds.
I'm saying 50.
No, 72 is the 200 one. Yeah, so I'd be like, no, I'd be less than that, bro. I'd be like 30 pounds.
Well, because like half.
That was 5, right? No, 6.
How much you say?
We got 2 or 3 wrong. This is like question number 8 coming up, I believe. You're the one who's supposed to come up with 10 questions.
So much talking. Speaking.
1, 2.
We were talking about Mars. What's the question after that?
We got 5 questions done.
No, we have 5 questions answered.
Yeah.
We got 2 wrong, though.
Yeah. So we got 5 questions done.
8.
Okay.
We're not playing 2-10.
I don't know how much we're playing.
We're doing 10 questions total.
Yeah.
And if we got 2 wrong and there's 5 questions, we have 3 questions left.
Number 8.
Okay.
What is the sun's outermost atmosphere called?
The sun's outermost. Cronus. No, wait. No.
The fiery sphere. I don't know. Hang on, I got this. It's up. Don't be Googling.
I'm not.
He's Googling. Quit looking at your phone. He's Googling.
Show me your phone.
Talking to Matt about pot.
He's texting.
Corona sphere.
Corona. I'm saying Corona. But Corona sphere.
No, the Corona is definitely part of the sun.
I think it's the outside because we were just watching. I just watched the X2.
Oh,
fucking,
you're right because of the. Yeah. Yep,
it just happened to fucking. We got hit with that fucking
what
X2.
What is it, TJ? He might got it.
No, you said it too.
No, I said Corona sphere, though.
It's the same thing, though.
It is the same thing. You both get a point.
You know how I know this? Because we just got hit with that X2 fucking solar flare.
Yeah, we were just talking about that earlier today. Yeah. Question number nine.
Number nine. Who describes Saturn's rings as the ears of
a
teacup?
Wait, no. You gave us a couple of ties. This would be seven. I forgot about that.
What'd you say now?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is question seven.
What
number
is it?
Number seven. Who described Saturn's rings as the ears of a teacup?
Do we have a multiple choice?
No.
That's not fair.
I will tell you. The person who did it. He made paintings.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Is that your final answers?
Yes.
Hold on. You said Da Vinci. I might switch to. Can I switch? No, wait. I'll stick with Galileo just for fucking whatever. Sprout got it.
Goes to Sherm.
I thought Galileo just did science.
No, he looked at the planets and shit. Do you remember
that's science. He said he made paintings.
Yes, he did paintings.
Did he?
Yeah.
Never finished.
I thought he was.
He
did
just
artwork.
Shut off after I said paintings. I had more to go.
It's cool. Question eight. Now we know that what the true question is, or question number is. I forgot about the ties.
Number eight. Which star is the Alpha Ursa Minoris?
The North Star.
Which is also known as?
The Polaris.
He's right. Give it to him.
No.
So you going to say Polaris?
Yes.
You would have been another time.
Nah, it's fine. Give it to him.
Point goes to Sherb.
I'm tired of ties. I need winners. And he's clearly winning.
All right. Number nine. What do you call a large group of stars, dust, and gas?
Galaxy.
It's a, no.
No.
It's a, I know this.
Nebula.
It's a nebula.
You are both wrong.
What is it?
It was a galaxy.
It was a galaxy. Ah! I thought you were talking about like, the birth of a galaxy.
Fuck! All right. I should have second-guessed myself. That was the last question.
No, there's the last question coming up.
Last question. Number 10. Which astronaut is famous for having written his daughter's initials on the moon?
No multiple choice?
No.
You have three.
Buzz Aldrin.
Neil Armstrong.
It's probably Neil Armstrong.
You are both wrong.
Who is it?
Gene Kernan.
The other one.
Who the fuck is that?
The third guy.
The only one that nobody cares about.
Who the fuck is that guy?
He probably carried the weight of the whole team and shit, everything out there, too.
He flew the whole ship.
Did everything.
And all he got to do was reach out the door with a stick, Annie.
He got everybody dressed, put on their suits for him, made sure they're all comfortable.
He's the spacesuit tailor.
Well, what was the score?
You won 5-3.
Okay, good job.
Good game.
I got to get back to
Bravo.
Yo, let's shake the piggy bank. We'll come right back.
Hand me that pig bank.
Piggy bank.
This is the judge.
This guy right here. Yes. I'm already shaking him.
I have no legs.
We'll come back.
I have no legs.
And we back. on this motherfucking track, making songs, making loops, eating shit like some coops. The chicken coops.
Right.
Taking shit. Got a shit. Taking shit. Runny shit. Corn nuts. Yeah. Gotta poop really fast, real quick. Gotta take a shit on this bitch. Running to the bathroom right now. It's running down my pants and I gotta go.
Whoa.
I don't know why we decided to do that.
Welcome back to Nuclear Playground.
Hey, we're back from making change.
We did some stuff, shook some change. We made 18 cents.
Don't add to the change.
Your money's no good here.
It's gone. It's no good.
My money's silver, bitch.
Keep.
It's silver.
Give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Your money is nickel.
My money is silver.
It's zinc. Covered in
and
copper.
And other metal.
It's all Federal Reserve notes.
You know, there was a point where change was the only real money that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Did you guys
hear? The $5, a Jamaican $5, it's not a bill, it's a coin.
So what did you say, TJ?
But did you guys hear that, basically,
yeah.
Fuck, what was it?
What was it?
You do this so much, TJ.
Don't you got notes?
Yeah, hold on.
They're in
basically,
his head.
Everything's going electronic.
Yeah, digital.
Yeah.
They're going to try to switch over in the mid-year to digital currency. And actually...
What is that? Is that an old-ass $2 bill? Let me see that.
It's a red.
That's old as fuck. Let me see that.
Oh, my God. Dude, keep this, TJ. Do not let this go. Seriously, keep this.
Oh, no. I need to figure out how to
dude, that shit looks like a food stamp. I haven't seen one of those in a long-ass time.
It's a red sealed $2 bill.
That shit's worth more than a $2 bill.
Yes.
But it's also worth $2 if you spend it in the store, so be careful.
Yes, do not spend this, dude.
You see that?
Oh, no. I just need to figure out how to sell it.
We'll go to a fucking...
Pawn shop.
Don't go to a pawn shop.
I know. Pawn shops, they're like sharks.
Yeah.
Yo, actually, how old is this? Was it? Let's see, what year? 1953? No, 53. I don't know if they were using magnetic ink for this. Otherwise, I could test the validity of it at my job. But, yeah.
Yeah. So, once again, I was saying, how the fuck do I sell this?
eBay, take it to an appraiser.
And a collector. Yeah, get it appraised.
Or auction it on eBay.
You can get it appraised
online. And make sure
you're
starting. Well, first, look online, see what the average price is for that to buy it, and make your starting bid that.
Okay.
Yep. There'll be collectors who will definitely buy that shit. You don't want to go to a pawn shop because a pawn shop will give you like 10%.
Fuck that.
Yep, exactly. So you keep that, you go and you sell it on eBay yourself, a collector will buy that bitch from you.
Okay.
Yep, and that's where you're going to get your most money. Yep. I sold
Pokemon cards that were worth like $50 for like $80 a piece on eBay. Easy.
I heard about this for a while, especially because of the ceiling cap, the $37 trillion and $33 debt that we have on that ceiling. Oh, yeah. Pokemon cards. Look
these
at
ones
that.
Are damaged as fuck, though, but I'll still play with them.
It's probably worth more than fucking Logan Paul's.
I use them only when I make.
Oh, then that's what they're going to be used for.
Yep. You know, Logan Paul's fucking Charizard, they found out it was fake.
Yeah, I heard about that shit.
Spent all that money on a fake.
You hear about that scam that he had put up with the crypto zoo?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I heard about that, too.
Didn't the king and queen of Bitcoin turn on each other?
Yep. No, the king of Bitcoin, or the king of crypto... turned on him and cashed in all his crypto coin for the crypto zoo shit and cashed in like, what was it, like $200,000+? And there was another guy that was responsible for like helping like not only like supervise like the coders, I believe, but like he was like responsible for like you know, like supervising like the crypto side of it. He made a bunch of money off of it, and it turns out that guy was a criminal. The only person who didn't make money off it was Logan Paul.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, oh, Logan Paul's scamming us, but he's being scammed too.
Yeah, they used his
by
name.
By everybody.
Yep. Yep.
And then, God, what was that YouTuber? He does all his investigative shit. He's the one who exposed him. And then Logan Paul was like coming after him, like, oh, CoffeeZilla. He was coming after CoffeeZilla, like, oh, you're nothing but a clout chaser, this, that, and the third. And then after looking at all the evidence, was like, I'm so sorry.
That's funny. Well, I mean, them bees the breaks with crypto.
Like, there was one guy who got hired who didn't get paid for shit and basically, like, halted the production of that game for a hot minute because he stole, like, everything. Like, the code for the game and, like, half the staff just took off. Yeah. And he was like, I'm in Switzerland now. You'll never find me.
I hate Switzerland because of that shit. They're like, you know what? We're so neutral. Nobody can do nothing here. Healthcare. Switzerland is...
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude. They're...
Switzerland has universal health care.
You know who else does?
Canada.
Everybody else!
Yeah.
And the Geneva Convention, like, Switzerland has, like, all of the top world organizations there.
I'm sorry, I wasn't meaning to yell at you, TJ. I was yelling at the fact that we don't have that shit.
I know.
Our northernmost neighbors. We are so close to Canada. We don't have that shit. We don't have it, but they do? We're right underneath them.
That's bullshit.
I heard that's why they have the assisted suicide thing. And also, I heard...
Canada?
Yep.
Oh, Oregon does, too. And Washington. Yep.
Alaska has the most suicides.
Assisted?
No,
we're talking assisted suicide.
We're talking like Dr. Kevorkian type shit.
Okay.
So, in Oregon was the first U.S. state to do it.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, and that was where Kevorkian moved his office to. And now there's like a ton of other doctors doing the same shit. And now Washington is hip to the game. And I believe there's one other state. I might be wrong, but I think definitely Oregon and Washington are like the only two states that I'm definitely sure of that are doing it right now.
I heard
Washington,
somebody,
not so much. But
I heard
Portland,
somebody from Canada was talking about the assisted suicide shit.
Right.
And how they're trying to relieve the healthcare system by relieving people of their lives. And not just through that, but through like any other means necessary.
Here's the thought.
Like hitmen?
Here's the thought. So
diseases.
You know how like Republicans are trying to like dismantle Social Security, and they've been doing it for like a long time, since we've been like 12.
Right.
And here's the funny thing. Let's talk about that for a minute. Joe Biden came out in the State of the Union and was like, I know that there's a couple of Republicans who are attacking Medicare and Social Security. Not all of them, but just a couple.
Yep.
And all the Republicans were like, boo, that is proof that all you motherfuckers were doing it. And granted, he only proved that like two of them had like pamphlets and campaigns that were attacking that. I know for a fact it's been going on since I was like 13.
Yep.
I know for a fact.
But
this is not new.
But did you hear what he said directly after that?
You're talking about when he was like proving, like not at the State of the Union, but like when he was like out just in public?
No, like at the State of the Union when he said that and they were all booing.
He was like, I'll show you the paperwork.
No, what he said was, so you wouldn't have a problem with not touching healthcare then, right? And everybody was like, yeah. So he basically got all the Republicans, everybody saying that they're not going to touch it.
Business daddy killed the game. But no, here's the point I was making. So if we're trying to keep Social Security, right?
Right.
And also trying to prevent the Republicans from like smashing it because they think it's a waste of money. Why don't we save money and vote for every state to have the assisted suicide? And I'm not, disclaimer, this is going to have some heavy content for like the next couple minutes, and we should probably put that in our description. But, if we did have, like, the assisted suicide thing is for people who are terminally ill.
Terminally ill.
Or, like, about to go to hospice, and they don't want to have to, like, die in a sad way, right?
Right.
So,
for dignity.
If we had more of those clinics across the country.
Right.
Don't you think we would be saving money across the board? As opposed to, like, using Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah, of course.
To fucking go to hospice and die slower.
Right. But.
So you can get hopped up on expensive-ass fucking big pharma drugs.
But this is where we're at a crossroads right now, okay?
Right.
So we grew up in a Christian-ran government, basically. You know what I mean? And now Jesus is put to the wayside in politics, right? More so now than ever. So now we have, like, the genders and the sexuality thing and this assisted suicide and all these other things that are, like, yeah, not like really
throwing the Bible at people about that.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, that's their biggest fight is the Bible, right?
Yeah.
So right now we're at a crossroads between everybody who's like super religious and sees all this as sin, and people who are like just seeing this as freedom of choice and being liable for your own fucking shit. You know what I mean? Like, this is kind of, I kind of feel like this is the closest thing to what the Republicans wanted in the first place back in the 90s or in the 80s. It was less government and less, like, less spending, right? So there's, if you get less government involved in your shit, letting people do whatever the fuck they want and allowing them to fucking, like, kill themselves because they don't want to be in pain forever, mm-hmm. or they want to be somebody else or something else, right? Yeah. And not allowing religion to block that, because reality is religion's supposed to be separate from government mm-hmm. in the first place.
Before we go to, like, down a darker rabbit hole, or actually in prevention of this darker rabbit hole, for anybody listening, definitely if you do feel like, and not for the terminally ill in the states that are recognized for that kind of stuff, but, like, you know, if you do feel like
like another 20 minutes, we'll be fine.
Yes, mumbles.
Sorry.
But if you do feel like, you know, things are bad and you might try to delete yourself, you should definitely call 988.
Oh, the suicide hotline.
Yes, definitely look into the suicide hotline. It's no longer a 1-800 number. It's no longer a 1-800 number. It's 988. Please call 988. If you live in Hennepin County or near Hennepin County, there's also COPE, and they'll definitely, like, help you with the services you need.
Yep.
We don't want to have to be responsible for things like that. And we don't want to have to actually wish that kind of shit on anybody at the same time, too. So definitely, if you are in that way of your headspace and seek the help you need, don't take yourself out. Life is a precious thing.
It's definitely interesting.
It is. You find new shit every day.
Yeah. Yep. And shit changes, too. That's the other thing.
Does.
But yeah, no, I just, like, politically, I think we're at a crossroads between whether we're going to keep religion with the rules, or we're just going to be, you know,
responsible. Can we talk about Drunk Pope?
Drunk
Pope. Since we're talking about religion, can we talk about Drunk Pope?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we can talk about Drunk Pope. Drunk Pope was spitting some truth.
So you've watched the video more than I have. I've only watched it once, but can you please? We don't need a clip of it. We'll try to make another video about that once we get our YouTube shit going. But just inform us about Drunk Pope.
Drunk Pope.
He was drunk. I watched. He was slurring and everything.
He made a video, and I don't know where it was. Original video was posted, but I came across the video. And Drunk Pope was spitting some fucking truth about the Bible and the church and idolatry, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Did he talk about the pedophilia?
No, what he talked about was the fact that he's leading everybody astray, because technically speaking, nobody's supposed to be following anybody.
Jesus said that if the man built the church, you shouldn't be going there.
Yep, and he said that. Like, the Pope brought that out
there. The Pope wrote...
The Pope now?
Yeah.
Yes.
The current Pope.
Our dope-ass cool Pope that believes in science and vaccines and shit? Yeah.
Cool.
He believes firmly that he's doing everything that Jesus was against.
Yep. He said, I'm leading you astray, basically.
Aside from the science shit. Science is important.
Yep.
We can't dispute that. We cannot.
I mean...
Here's how church was supposed to work, and I'm not trying to be preachy, but I grew up in a lot of Bible study. Jesus said that as long as there are two or more people speaking in my name, that is where my house is.
Yep.
He didn't mean for all this temple shit to happen, because he trashed the temple because the temple became a place of commerce at one point in time.
Which is basically what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers be selling church cookies and like.
And then here's the Pope, like a few weeks ago on TikTok.
What about that?
Drunk on that Jesus juice.
Yep.
Spilling the beans.
Yep. Yep. He did. He was like, he's like basically any man, any church built by man.
So what about when that collection plate comes around?
You shouldn't even be in that church.
Okay.
You should get, and you're supposed to keep Saturday the Sabbath, remember?
I'm gonna interject for a second.
I thought it was Sunday was rest.
There are some churches who firmly believe that they're doing the right thing, and those pastors are, because I grew up in one of those churches. However, there are a multitude of churches that are in it for the wrong reasons, and I've been in churches where you try to dip out because you have some important shit going on outside of church, and the pastor be like, I know you ain't leaving without putting no money in that plate. Offering done happened like 7 times already. It's been a half an hour since the last offering. I still have to put money in a plate just to leave? I have to pay admission to go home?
Fuck that.
The fact that there's a building that's not built by God.
Because the church I grew up in, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's just like that right there is enough. If you're really gonna follow the word of the Lord or whatever, you know, that's definitely a no-no.
I grew up in the Covenant Church. And the whole basis of that church is if someone says like, oh, well, God says this, that, or the third, they say, well, where is it written in Scripture? They firmly base everything on Scripture.
Right.
And I dig that because that's like me to a T. Like, where is that in writing? Like, it doesn't matter what the fuck you're talking about. Vaccines, anything.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to be just this big Play-Doh. Like, why? Where is it? Why can't I see it?
Yep. But that was some real shit. And I'm like, man. It's basically we should be following. You ever seen Stigmata?
Stigmata?
Stigmata.
Stigmata.
Where the lady got the fucking cross marks of Jesus on her, and there's like a whole big like reveal. There's a hidden book of Jesus in the Bible that was written by Jesus and not by the apostles.
No.
Oh, it's a good movie. We got. Yep. Oh, fuck movies I haven't watched yet. We got watched that with TJ.
But yeah, so anyways. Regardless if that's like a fictional movie or whatever, there's truth to the end of that. Like, there are Bibles, Dead Sea Scrolls and shit that are just kept the fuck out of the Bible because the church sees it like unfit.
Roman Catholic Church.
Yes. And they're the ones with all of the fucking scriptures and
the
shit.
The ones that killed them.
There's the Apocrypha. That's only just recently in like the last century. Like the late last century, like when I was like just getting into high school last century, getting into certain Bibles. Not all of them, but you can buy Bibles with the Apocrypha in it, which is like the Greek accounts of their experiences with Jesus and shit, and like apostles from Jesus and like their stories that tie into also Old Testament stories and things like that.
Yeah.
But then there's also, I forget what they're called. They're in my library and my iBooks, but there are a shit ton of other books that didn't get to make the Dead Sea, or I mean the Bible, because they just spoke too much truth.
And the church didn't see it fit.
There's one, which is the book of Judas. And there's another one that is the book of, I believe, either Thomas. Or there's another one. I want to say it's Thomas. But basically in both of them, Jesus tells them both, like, I'm gonna tell you some really top secret classified shit. And when I tell you this, you can't share this information with anybody.
They broke the promise.
I believe that other apostles, or actually I believe the other 12, the other 10 were confronted with the same information, and those were the ones who broke the promise. Because then there's also the apostle Paul, who wasn't even one of the OG apostles. He's technically like the 13th or some shit like that. And he started off as a Roman, like, I'm just going to come here and just like fuck up some Jews. And then according to scripture, God blinded him. His name was Saul before. And then God blinded him, was like, your name is Paul and you're going to work for me now. And he was the one who told all the other apostles, like, well, God said it's cool for us to bring this religion to everybody else. And they're like, but they don't not eat pork. Like they still eat pigs and shit. And he was like, but what if we just told them Jesus said it was okay?
Yeah.
religion is all up to whoever has the power or the influence. And Paul, formerly known as Saul, had it.
Mm. Yep.
That's how he was able to get in and out of jail freely. All the time? This nigga just had, like, mad Monopoly cards.
Well, anyways, what do you want to do? Your news next?
Oh, yeah. I got news.
In the news.
Panic as Turkey, Syria rocked again by 6.3.
Yep. I just heard about this.
Earthquake.
Again.
Yeah. Like, whole fucking, like, another big one, like, that just happened, like, right before that.
Yeah.
I love that there's conspiracy theorists that think man can control earthquake.
Mm-mm.
Well, it's more of the government has a device that can cause earthquakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that Project Bluebeam shit. Yeah. That's what I heard about.
That would mean that they're responsible for the core stopping moving.
Mm-mm. I think the theory is they go outside of whatever area, and then they start drilling down, and then drop the fucking thing in.
I have no idea.
And then, I don't know.
I don't know. I heard the conspiracy theory.
Everything on this planet has been spinning since the planet started gathering shit together to be a planet. That's how the tectonic shit works. That's why the core stopped moving, because everything outside, despite it still moving, the core was the first thing to be the spherical thing. It had to have caught up with everything else at some point. So, technically it stopped, but it really didn't. It's still rotating with everything else.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yep.
But a 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck southern Turkey.
Poor Turkey.
Near the Syrian border late on Monday, setting off panic and further damaging buildings 2 weeks after the country's worst earthquake in modern history left tens of thousands dead.
Yeah. Mm. I just heard that Turkey, just before that whole earthquake thing happened, they were getting ready to go after Syria again. Like, it's kind of a fucked up thing that they had to have an earthquake to stop those planes.
What if Syria got an earthquake Moses?
That's so fucked up.
And get this.
Well, because the first one was like Sea Moses. Tsunami Moses. And then you got Earthquake Moses. The next one's going to be Volcano Moses.
No. Oh, no.
And then we'll have Oxygen Moses.
You know what we should really worry about? I know it sounds like out of the blue, but we're having all these earthquakes and volcanoes. And if they are on the rise... Okay, I didn't look at the data. I'm not saying they are. But if they are, one of our biggest producers for, like, fruits and all that shit is, like, literally the center of Mexico, which, if you look at the geographical maps, there's fucking volcanoes running through the center of all of that.
Dude, Mexico, from coast to coast. They keep getting, like, fucking sinkholes and shit.
Yeah, from coast to coast, though. They have volcanoes that run through the center of Mexico.
Hawaii is just sitting on one big massive volcano.
That's why everybody
it's
lives...
It's all like just tiny volcanoes underneath one big volcano.
That's why everybody in Mexico lives like towards the center, is because it's all like a plateau. Or it's like all like in the mountains and volcanoes.
I was watching shit about that on Real Life Lore.
What is that?
Real Life Lore?
Yeah.
It's like Tier Zoo, but like... Oh, it talks about, like, the geography and, like, the cultures of, like, everything around the world and shit like that. And, like, okay. They were talking about how, like, was, like, 80-something or, like, 86 or 90-something percent of Mexico is, like, just unpopulated.
Yeah, most of them live, like, towards the center, like, Guadalajara, mm-hmm. like, all the major cities. Like,
or, like, on the coast.
Yeah, yeah. That's because you can't grow shit there, and it's all fucking hot as fuck. But I know, like, in the center, it's all, like, super high. All the cities are, like, fucking 5,000, 7,000 feet up in the fucking mountains where all the fucking land is fertile from all the volcanoes.
Right.
But it's literally volcanoes from coast to coast, from the Gulf all the way to the Pacific.
That's wild.
Yep. So like, if they go off, we lose all of those people, on top of all of that agriculture and trade. And I'm like, man, that is a lot. And plus, that's like the lifeline of Mexico, next to all of the border towns in Mexico. You know, because border towns are huge as fuck, mm-hmm. compared to like America's. You know.
Well, that's how Canada is. Like, yep. most of Canada's is border towns. Like any further north, it's too cold.
Well,
or it's indigenous land.
They get a trade deal though, like Mexico with America, with their train lines running in and out of there. That's why they got giant ass cities.
Right.
On this side of Mexico, but when you go to the other side, the towns are like way smaller. What did you say the name of that thing was?
What thing?
You said Tier Zoo. It wasn't Tier Zoo. I know Tier Zoo.
No, it's a Real Life Lore.
Can I get that pencil?
Real Life Lore and Tier Zoo are both on Nebula, I believe.
Can I get that pencil?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wait. I got to write some shit down.
I want to write that Tier Zoo down. Okay, next thing, TJ. Sorry, we got...
All right.
Talking too much.
Two Supreme Court cases this week could upend the entire internet.
Like how?
The Supreme Court is set to hear back-to-back oral arguments this week in two cases that could significantly reshape online speech and content moderation. The outcome of the oral arguments scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday could determine whether tech platforms and social media companies can be sued for recommending content to their users or for supporting acts of international terrorism by hosting terrorist contact. Yes, they should be.
I have a kid and he's got kids.
It marks the court's first ever review of a hot button federal law that largely protects websites from lawsuits over user generated content.
Wait, hold on. Before we jump on this, that it's we should.
I was joking. I was joking because the kids be fucking up my algorithm.
Well, I just think like, who's dictating what that is? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what if I say like the government is fucked up, and we should protest? Are they gonna consider like a group of people together a terrorist group because we're organized? And we're protesting the government.
That's how they're doing all the organized groups now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if they do that, then they're able to just shut anybody down.
But isn't it also written into the Constitution that we, the people, have the right to...
To form a militia because the army decides to like uprise against the people, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's...
We also have the freedom of speech.
That's like an old... It's like a... Okay. It's a very antiquated thing. So like... For example, 150 years ago, it was illegal to spit on a sidewalk in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
I would dare a cop to try to arrest me for that now. It's just dumb law. Everybody fucking does it, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has a militia, but not all those militias are serving the right purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have the right to assemble, though. That's, like, another thing.
Yeah.
So that's the protest. Like, we can gather and do all that, but they're trying to monitor...
Yeah, protesting is different than a militia storming a capital.
Yeah.
I remember that.
They weren't really a militia, though.
No, they were just a bunch of drunk white guys.
I remember I just biked home from Frisbee golfing with Jeremiah. I put my phone on the island table in my kitchen, and I proceeded to make some food. And my Citizen app went off, and I was like, what's going on the north side? And I picked up my phone, and it said Washington, D.C. is under attack. And I was like, what? I stopped cooking then and there.
Yeah, that is crazy. So what's the next one?
The next one. Is that your garage is a lead box?
It is.
Well, that means it's time all for right. Music trivia.
Man arrested after Minneapolis hit and run, booked into jail for outstanding murder warrant.
Outstanding. When that happened? Warrant. Holy shit!
The hit and run.
Minneapolis police arrested a man for a hit and run that hurt a woman who was walking across an intersection, just before 2:30 Sunday morning. A news release from the Minneapolis Police Department said that the officers witnessed a vehicle strike the woman at the intersection of 4th Street North and 1st Avenue and then flee from the area. Officers attempted to stop the vehicle, but it fled and officers pursued. The vehicle then crashed into another parked vehicle near 6th Street and 1st Avenue.
Jesus.
Two people were in the parked vehicle that was struck, and both said they were not injured. Police say officers then discovered that the man had warrants for probable cause murder and fleeing police. The man identified by police as 24-year-old Jal Domak Wall was booked into Hennepin County Jail for those charges. Wall is suspected of being connected to the shooting death of 28-year-old Birahim? I'm sorry if I butcher this name. Bulahim Bulio Belujo?
Okay.
Gildersleeve.
Jesus, that guy's got a name.
Gildersleeve.
From Rochester, that happened at a party near Loring Park in September 2022.
Well, damn. I learned to stay away from Loring Park a long time ago.
Oh, no. I've been hearing a lot of shit about Loring Park.
I go there in the day, never at night.
Well, damn, dude. That is crazy. Oh, they got the guy who, you know. It's just crazy that all that chaos had to ensue for that to happen.
No shit.
I always say go peacefully or go out like fucking
Thelma and Louise.
Yep.
Driving off the fucking
Yep. All right, so we're going to do some music trivia. All
right, cool.
All right, I got 10 songs for you guys.
Let's do it.
We got to be swift about it, though. We already
Yep. Here we go. The first song.
Wait. Is this like a buzzer bass kind of thing?
Oh.
Oh, Under the Bridge.
Damn it.
The year. We're doing the year.
Oh, year?
Yep.
1997.
You're going 97?
Yes.
Sucks Blood Magic, whatever the fuck that album is.
96.
95? You got 96?
Yes.
Ain't both wrong. It's 1991.
Damn it. Okay.
Yeah. Next one.
I knew it was 90-something.
Oh. Stop. Oh, 2000.
I can barely hear it.
It's the Pixies.
Oh,
2000
nothing.
No, this is definitely.
Modest Mouse made this in 2000-something.
Yes, but this is the Pixies.
Yeah, I know, but the Modest Mouse covered it in, like, the 2000s.
Okay.
Pixies is an old-ass band, bro.
Yep.
It's,
94.
92. And it's 88. 1988, that song.
I thought we were doing specifically 90s shit. Okay. No. Never mind.
No, it says all over the board.
I was close.
Yep, okay, here's another one. Now, let me click on it first. Sorry.
Oh, do I want to know?
Yep, Arctic Monkeys.
I honestly don't know. TJ might get this.
Fuck! It's either. Is it early 2000s?
Top.
2011.
2002.
Okay. You're 2002. You're 2011. You locked in?
Yes.
2005.
Okay. You locked in 2005? Yes. 2011. It's 2013.
Fuck.
I was close.
Okay. Here's one that gets a lot of people. This got me when I fucking heard this because I thought this was at a different year. Here, let me fast forward.
I don't even know this song.
It's Jane's Addiction. Jane Says.
Yeah, I don't know it.
1988.
Oh my God. TJ, you got it. It's 1988.
I was gonna say 87, and that's a 91 instead.
All right, next song. You guys mentioned this guy's.
Oh, Modest Mouse.
2004.
What year?
4.
You going with 4?
Yes.
1.
2001. Sprout got a point. It's 2004.
Hey! Nigga, we tied.
Yep, 1-1. Yep. Okay, next.
I get it up.
Well, I'm a dab a dip.
Okay, I see how it is.
I did give you a yay.
Okay.
Well, let me fast forward.
This is a Shazam thing. 2013.
Okay, you guys locked in?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Our price is right in his ass.
Sprout got it right.
He's so funny.
That's pretty good, actually. I didn't think you would, like, nail that sucker really.
Our price is right in his ass.
Okay.
It's either 12 or 11.
What the fuck are we listening to?
It's the Fox.
What does the Fox say? 2011.
What was that? Hold on, I gotta pause this. What was your,
I said 12.
11.
Okay, let me. My shit is like.
What does the Fox say?
I forgot about that song.
You said 11?
11.
You said 12.
Yeah.
2013.
Oh.
Both you guys got.
Wait.
Yeah. It happens. Next.
We're still 1-1? No. 2-1. I'm you tied. Or yeah. I'm winning. Yep. Not tied.
Yep. You said, I'm still winning.
Fuck.
Okay. This one, I'm going to have to fast forward just a tish because it's a slow starter. Here we go.
Oh!
Need 11 more? Hold on. 11 more.
I know this. Don't get a suit. You can stop there. Yep. This is,
I don't know it.
19...
It's Pink Floyd, Time. From the Dark Side of the Moon album.
67.
You only listen to the wall.
I'm going to go with 68.
67. You say 68?
I said 67.
Both of you are wrong. It's 1972.
I knew it was before the wall.
Yeah.
But I was way the fuck off.
Yeah, I only listened to the wall.
You only...
Really?
Yeah.
This song.
Can I get some actual
It's Kid
words?
Cudi. Okay. I got 99 problems, and they all bitches.
Stop right there.
Okay. Quick question.
I won't stop.
Is this Kid Cudi now or back when he was on drugs?
You can't. Nope. That's a dead giveaway.
Okay.
And I don't know shit about Kid Cudi, so I'm shooting from the hip here.
Because Day and Night came out, and
that was a long ass time ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 2015.
Was this before or after Day and Night?
He can't. Don't give him that.
I can't.
I don't know shit about Kid Cudi, except for Day and Night, the song. 2015 is what I'm saying.
2013.
It was 2009. Last song. Here we go. It's taking a little time to load. I put my hands up like this.
Because it's a lead box.
You're a lead box.
Your face is a lead
Superman
box.
Superman cannot see in this studio.
Oh.
Stop. Freaks and Geeks?
Yep.
2000. Oh, I know this. It was way. It was between Royalty and Because of the Internet.
16.
It's not on that. Nope. It's sooner than that. It's not on an album because it's not on Royalty and it's not on Because of the Internet and it's not on Camp. And I know it came out around one of those three things. It is 2000. Ooh.
No. Yeah.
It's either 11 or 12. 50. It's either 11 or 12. It's 12. 2012.
Hey.
2000.
You locked in?
I'm locked in.
At 2012.
12.
Okay.
2000.
I was in college. 15. I know for sure.
And it came out 2011. You were right.
Oh, right the first time. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I'm leaving.
Oh. Well, that was a good one, dude.
That was a good game.
Okay.
Handshake. Good game.
Good game. Good game. Good podcast.
Good pad. Good
pad. Good pad. Flippity head. Flippity head. All right, Sprout. You can speak English?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should end this with a quote.
Yeah. Give us your own, very own original motivational quote to depart on.
Girls, to do the dishes, to do the laundry? I think not. I can do that.
What?
To do the laundry.
Oh, girls! Yeah, I remember that. TJ?
If you shove a porcupine in a bag, just know that once it gets out that bag, it'll fuck you up.
That's definitely motivation to not put a porcupine in a bag.
I did say original quote, but since Charm's quoting, I'm quoting Whitetown. Well, I guess what they say is true. I guess I'll never be the right kind of girl for you. I can never be your woman.
Oh, okay. We're doing songs?
It's too late. It's too late, TJ.
We're doing songs, then. Hey, yo, Captain Jack.
Meet me down by the railroad tracks. I'm Sprout.
I'm
That's Jeremy.
Jeremy.
And this is the illustrious Kid Delicious.
Delicious Lips.
Also known as Thomas Wayne.
Wang Wang.
Also known as Wang Wayne.
All right.
Not going to lie, I forgot about Wang Wayne.
All right, y'all. Peace. Oop, I hit the wrong button before I hit that one.